Tensions are on the rise again in Egypt. Christmas already? And we've got a good news story coming out of Nepal on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tension is rising in Egypt under President El-Sisi's heavy-handed leadership. Dozens of people were arrested days before a public demonstration. What does it all mean for Christians?
The vote is out on which way this will go.
Rody Rodehaver of Ion Network USA.
They trust the military far more than they trusted Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood. But you also have to realize that this is a country that never was a democracy. So he will rule with a bit of an iron hand to keep control.
El-Sisi is focusing pressure on Muslim militants like the Muslim Brotherhood. But that doesn't mean Christians are completely off the hook. Keep them in your prayers and visit us online to see how IN Network's using a trade center to make critical connections.
Muslims will see that the Christians care about them and that are interested in helping them. And then it becomes a platform for sharing the gospel.
Have you ever heard of Cubs of the Caliphate? They're the children that are kidnapped by ISIS. Matt Parker of Kids Alive International.
These kids are taken to camps. They call them cub camps. But there they are threatened, they're beaten, brainwashed, and basically trained to kill.
Some of these kids have been released or escaped, but it still doesn't get any easier.
The whole readjustment is really hard. Often these kids are ostracized from their families and their communities. And as a result, they have very little hope for the future.
But in the name of Jesus, Kids Alive is reaching out and loving these kids, despite what they've been through.
We provide protection, and we provide care for them, and we give these kids a chance to be children again.
Pray for these kids' release and restoration. Find other ways you can help at our website. This is Mission Network News. Iranian-American pastor Saeed Abedini has been imprisoned in Iran nearly 3 years. Now his situation's getting worse. The American Center for Law and Justice recently reported that fellow prisoners viciously beat him up. But this isn't the first time. Saeed is constantly beaten by prisoners and guards who are demanding that he renounce his faith. But each time, he refuses. Don't let Saeed's cries go unanswered. Pray for his safety, release, and that his captors will come to know Jesus. Are you ready for Christmas? Bet you're not. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says they're getting there with their Christmas in August stateside fundraiser. Now, on August 10th, they'll try to raise all the money for the big shindig Christmas Day.
When you're providing a big party and you're going to have anywhere from 750 to 1,000 children, and they're all going to get fed, and they're all going to get brand new toys, those things have to be transported to Haiti and be in place by Christmas.
It's the party of the year in Cap-Haitien, and it's for poor kids only. More than that,
it is a wonderful opportunity to get a lot of children together who may never have heard the gospel, to give them the story of what Christmas is all about, and to share with them that they're having a Jesus birthday party.
Lots more details available at missionnews.org. And while it may seem like the only thing coming out of Nepal lately is more bad news, God is at work in this former Hindu kingdom. Vision Beyond Borders reports an openness to Christ they haven't seen in over 20 years of ministry there. Now, with your help, VBB is giving food, temporary shelter, basic medicines, and of course the gospel to people in need. They're walking alongside the Nepalese long term. Will you help by sharing this story online so folks won't forget about Nepal? Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing. A Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on-demand, high-quality dramatized recordings of the New Testament. Activate your name when you click on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.